From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, Assistant News Research Editor. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa and I were invited by Fox to take a sneak peek at the new series, Human Target. It begins with a preview episode at 7 p.m. Sunday, January 17th, and then the series will move to its regular time slot at 8 p.m. Wednesdays, starting January 20th on Fox. Mark Valley stars in the action drama series as Christopher Chance, a private contractor slash security expert slash bodyguard who is hired to protect when a threat can't be solved through normal means of protection. It is based on the DC Comics graphic novel. Did you ever read Human Target, Melissa?
No, I didn't. And I don't think I'd really heard about it before, but I was reading over some things over the weekend, and Rick Springfield was in a Human Target show years ago. Had you heard about that?
No, I guess I hadn't.
I thought that was kind of funny. I don't think it lasted very long, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, so what did you like, or what did you think about this new version?
I really like it. It's a good show. I think it's got solid action and drama, and then they've got the humor thrown in for good measure. It's good to see Mark Valley back from Fringe, and, mm-hmm. you know, he was on Boston Legal, and then...
I remember him from Keen Eddie.
That's the one I was trying to think of. And then wonderful Shy McBride is back, mm-hmm. and Jackie Earle Haley. So it's a good combination, I think. Yeah. What did you think?
Yeah, it was action-packed, that's for sure, and Mark Valley does a wonderful job playing this character, who, you know, is somebody different in each episode.
Uh-huh, he gets to play, like, a different character, kind of, but he's macho, but yet he's not annoyingly macho.
Yeah.
He's, like, really cool, but he's fun.
I agree.
Fun character.
And the clients hire Chance to, basically to make himself the human target in order to, you know, figure out who's threatening them in their work or lives.
Exactly.
And he completely integrates himself into the client's lives. For instance, in this preview episode, he works in the very opening scene, he works as an auditor who helps a corporate manager with a disgruntled employee. And then, of course, the main storyline for that preview episode, he plays a Japanese interpreter who helps protect the engineer of California's first bullet train as it makes its maiden voyage from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
And he speaks Japanese in the episode, too.
So he can really, you know, become these characters and, you know, help the clients out.
And he risks his life for them.
He sure does.
It's pretty exciting, and but I think one of the best things about this show is that he uses his brains. He's very smart. He's got to figure out ways to get out of situations mm-hmm. a lot. Sometimes it's not just physical.
Yeah,
he really has to think about stuff.
That's true. And helping him along the way are his business partner Winston, played by
Shy McBride.
I remember him from Boston Public. You remember that show?
Yes.
And
Pushing Daisies.
Pushing Daisies.
The Nine.
That's true.
The Nine. He's been on some good shows, too.
And they also get the help of a hired gun named Guerrero, who's played by Jackie Earle Haley, who he'll always be Kelly Leak from the Bad News Bears movies to me.
Yes, and he's had a kind of a career resurgence in the last year or two.
Yeah, he got an Oscar nomination for his movie Little Children.
Exactly.
So, and something that will unfold throughout the season is each episode you'll get to see maybe another little tidbit as to why Chance risks his life for these characters. Why is he making himself a human target? Because there's some backstory there that they don't reveal right off the bat.
Okay, that'll be fun. That'll be fun to get to see why he likes to do what he does.
Yeah, because I don't think they... there were any clues in that first episode, really, but that second one, don't you remember there was, you know...
I think, didn't he talk about his dad?
Yeah.
Wasn't there something in there, something that had happened to his dad? I believe there was.
Okay. But the second episode, there was a little more revealing.
The other thing that I think makes this show really good is that the action sequences are believable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not just way far out over the top. That'll never happen. I mean, there are... You could see where they work.
Mm-hmm.
You could work, and the way he figures out how to get out of them, I think that's a strong suit.
It is. And well, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Human Target?
I gave it an 8. An 8. What did you give it?
Well, let me backtrack. Didn't you give Life Unexpected a 9 last week? Mm-hmm. And it premieres this same week.
Mm-hmm.
Why only an 8 for Human Target?
Because I guess I'm more of the I like the relationship type shows.
Okay.
And it made me laugh and it made me cry. So mm-hmm. I gave it 1 point more.
Well,
but for an action show, this is really good.
Well, I'm the reverse of you, whereas I gave Life Unexpected an 8, I give Human Target a 9 because I really like these action adventure shows. And the first two excitings were exciting throughout.
So, see? Different tastes.
There you go.
Different tastes, but both good ratings.
Yes. So, check out Human Target, which begins with a preview episode at 7 p.m. Sunday, January 17th, and continues with the series premiere at 8 p.m. Wednesday, January 20th, on Fox. And remember to check back with the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast again next week to hear another discussion of an upcoming show. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.